This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Just because you might be tired of the presidential campaign doesn't mean you can get away from it. Not yet, anyway. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are still 3 weeks away from the next Democratic primary in Pennsylvania. That vote won't settle anything either, but Pennsylvania makes a difference this spring, and it's likely to matter again in November. So NPR's David Green will spend the next 3 days on this program introducing us to Pennsylvania voters. And David, what have you been seeing?
Well, Steve, I'll tell you, I'm not tired of this race yet, and spent some time traveling across Pennsylvania. It's really a huge swath of the country. I mean, you've got Amish country, it goes to the Great Lakes, you've got some of these old cities, large and small, so you really got a taste of what people are thinking right now.
And what feels different about this campaign than when it began?
Well, we have this whole new dimension of whether people are getting tired of the primary and caucuses, and whether that's shaping their thinking, and also the issue of race has become more prominent. What better place to talk to people about race than Philadelphia? It's nearly half African-American, a fifth of the state's Democratic voters are in this large city, and we went and talked to a lot of Democratic voters there, including some who are sitting down and having some really scrumptious Philly cheesesteaks.
We use a chuck eye cut, and we cut it every day. We got Whiz, provolone, pepper jack.
So we sat down with some people at Rick's Steaks in the Reading Terminal Market right in Center City, Philadelphia. And you're hearing the cook here, Kevin McDevitt. He's literally talking through smoke from the grill. And I'm asking him how you really order a cheesesteak the Philly way.
I would say Whiz Wit. Sometimes mushrooms. Depends kind of mood I'm in.
Whiz Wit. And what is that?
A cheese whiz and onions. It's the mild, like, cheddar cheese sauce.
Got it. Like what you put on nachos and stuff
like
that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So there are around 20 people waiting in this line, and they're taking up a lot more space than the tiny cheesesteak counter itself. Rick's is one of the 80 vendors or so at the old Reading Terminal Market, and this is this massive old train shed that is now an indoor marketplace, and each aisle has a taste of everything. It's a really popular downtown lunch spot.
This is the way to go when you're really hungry in Philly.
This is Lynn McCleary. She's a mental health care worker, and she says she's always torn between a cheesesteak and a hoagie. But as tough as that decision might be, Lynn is struggling more with her political choices.
I've asked a lot of people, you know, that say they want to vote for Obama. You know, why Obama? I haven't found one intelligent answer yet.
And McCleary says she's uncomfortable because she feels like a lot of people in her community are gravitating to Obama because he's black.
People don't want to admit it, but when you come up with silly answers about why you're voting for someone, you know, and you only can relate it to race.
Race, of course, could be sensitive to talk about, but Lynn says she brought it up recently with her 21-year-old son and told him to be careful about jumping on what she sees as a bandwagon.
He came home last week, he's all of a sudden talking about Obama. And I'm like, okay, where'd that come from? And why? He's like, oh, I get you, mine as well. Everybody else is voting for him. He better not come in my house talking about Obama. Unless he has a reasonable explanation, he's going to vote for who I tell him to vote for.
But actually, Lynn says she's not sure yet herself. The war in Iraq, she says she wants that over. And she adds that Americans should all have health insurance. So both Clinton and Obama have made promises that she wants to hear. But Lynn says she's just tired of the daily back and forth between the two campaigns.
You know, we were relying on these two people to be the most mature people, the most qualified people to be in the White House. And now it's like, you know, I don't know if either one of them are.
Do you think about McCain if you get disappointed enough in Clinton and Obama?
Yeah, I think I would.
Have you ever
Only reason why I wouldn't is probably because of the fact that he doesn't have any idea when he wanted to end the war. Other than that, I would switch in a heartbeat.
Have you ever voted for a Republican?
No. This would be my first time, and I think very appropriately so right now.
So we came to this Philadelphia market looking for people like Lynn, voters to speak with, and what we found was we have some competition.
Hi, have you registered to vote?
Yeah,
you have. Great.
Hi, sir.
How do you register?
Obama volunteers are canvassing the place.
How about you? Are you registered to vote?
Two of them, Allison Lane and Jerry Bailey, are sitting down for a lunch break. They just met for the first time over at Obama headquarters, and they seem to be getting along.
He's like giving me grief about eating his cheesesteak. That's how happy this made me.
Allison's usually a lawyer in Maryland, but she spent the last few months volunteering for Obama. Jerry is a Philly native. He does marketing up the street at Macy's department store. Here, Jerry's hard to miss with his top hat, business suit, and blue Obama button. He says when he signed on with the Obama campaign a few weeks ago, it had nothing to do with Obama being black. It had more to do with the war.
This man was against the war from the very start. That's who you roll with. That's who you vote for. Obama.
If the country's looking at Pennsylvania, and he wins Philadelphia and she wins everywhere else, what kind of message does that send? Does that worry you at all?
It doesn't worry me. Like, I have friends of all different colors and races and backgrounds, and everybody's, not everybody, but people are supporting Obama, and it's not about race. People are voting for him for other reasons. People of different races are voting. He wouldn't be this far along if just black people were voting for him. That's not even numerically possible. We're only, what, 12% of the population?
It's not about race.
Juvenile
it's
argument.
It's about who's the better person.
And who's better on the issues. That's what's important to another market goer here, Kevin McAleese, who says one issue he's worried about is the economy.
I won't be taking as many vacations this year. I'm more careful about utilities, in the house and things like that, and going out to restaurants.
Both Clinton and Obama, Kevin says, sound like they have some good ideas for how to help people during a recession. But Kevin, a registered Democrat, has also been thinking a lot about John McCain. He says he wants someone in the White House who could make tough decisions during wartime or after a terrorist attack.
And I'm not saying that the Democrats' candidates are not capable of that, it's just that I don't feel a comfort level with it yet. The message is not that clear to me that they are confident enough to handle the job from that perspective.
Now, Kevin says he doesn't mind if Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama fight it out as long as they need to, but he doesn't feel like he's learning much from the primary campaign anymore. He says he's waiting for the general election to start, and then there'll be a real debate.
Yeah, I think if there was a Democratic frontrunner right now and a Republican frontrunner, then it would be very issue-oriented. This is what makes the Democratic platform different from the Republican platform, and we're clear about it. It's a competitive race, and I think that's good, too. But they both have to jockey for position because it is a competitive race.
So you have to focus on one another as opposed to...
They have to focus on what they each said yesterday or an hour ago. Depends on the day. One day it's about change. One day it's about the phone ringing in the middle of the night and which commander-in-chief do you want to answer it. So people can't follow that type of fluctuation. But when it's one person against one person, then it's time to tune in.
So over at Rick's, the Philadelphia cheesesteaks are selling as fast as Tony Edwards can serve them up. She certainly gave me one of the cheesesteaks, and she also gave me a dose of reality. I'm this Washington reporter who came to Philly expecting everyone to be talking about this primary coming up, and Tony says she wants to vote on April 22nd, but...
I don't know. It depends on what my schedule is. I got two babies at home. Trying to make sure their life go right.
Do you have a lot of friends who have been into it? I mean, are they talking about Obama or talking about Hillary?
No, ain't nobody really talking about it. Not around me.
What about customers? Are they?
They ain't talking about it either. They come to eat. They ain't come to talk about that. They come to get their wings and onion. All right, I gotta go.
And so does NPR's David Green, who's been telling us about voters in Philadelphia. But David will be back tomorrow. Where do we go then?
Pittsburgh, Steve, the other side of the state. It's a more working-class city. It is more Hillary Clinton country. She's been doing better there in the polls. And downtown Pittsburgh, did you know that they have a famous seafood market?
We're going to find out tomorrow.
We're going to find out.
And you can put some faces to the voices you've been hearing in David Green's reports by watching our video at npr.org/elections.